The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. And our special guest today is attorney Richard Finucci, our expert on real estate law. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising for over 40 years. We're also the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for the years 2010 and 2011. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Also, view our listings, search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where you can also view our real estate realtor videos and listen to archive radio shows. Okay, attorney Richard Finucci, you practice real estate law, correct?
I do.
Out of Peckville?
Yes, ma'am. My practice is currently located on Main Street in Peckville, and I've been a practicing attorney for going on 23 years now, and real estate is a large part of our practice.
A rumor has it, it is one of your favorite.
That's correct. It is.
Okay, great. And you're good at what you do, because I've known you for most. I've been practicing real estate for almost 20 years, and we have done a lot of real estate transactions together, some good, some challenging at best.
Very true.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, because this is one of the things I think you have a specialty regarding, is appealing taxes. Sometimes I go into a house to list it, or a buyer wants to purchase a property, and it seems that the taxes, wherever it is located, whatever municipality, and say let's take Lackawanna County, for example, the taxes might be an issue. It might be more than what the buyer, maybe the house is affordable, but maybe more than what the buyer wants to set aside monthly as an expense for taxes, or the seller seems to have that the house is perfect in every which way except the high taxes. So oftentimes we find ourselves as realtors in a discussion with that homeowner or that potential buyer that wants to purchase that home, and we talk about appealing the taxes. What process has to take place in order for someone to lower taxes, please?
And you're right, Jackie. I mean, the high taxes on a property can certainly be a detriment in selling a property and for a buyer coming in, especially from a buyer from another area. But there are two components that need to be understood when one is looking at property taxes. First, understand how the taxing process works. The dollar amount of taxes that are paid by a person for the property taxes are composed of two things, essentially. One is what the assessment is as set by the County Tax Assessment Bureau. And then the other is the millage rate that's assessed by each of the taxing entities, such as a school district, the township or borough, and the county. The assessment is multiplied by the millage rate, and that gives us the dollar amount that we pay in taxes each and every year. Of those two variables, the millage rate is the one that is often subject to change when the taxing district will increase the taxes. The other variable, the assessment that's given to the property, is the one that often is mostly stable and stagnant. But there is a procedure to appeal taxes. There's not much you can do other than to scream to your representatives on council that the taxes are too high, which is often done. But the real tool that the homeowner has to them is to appeal the assessed valuation of the property. When an assessment is set, it's usually set forever, unless, of course, a countywide reassessment is done, or if some other variable or condition happens to the property. That can be triggered by a homeowner or property owner appeal, and it starts by sending a form into the County Assessment Bureau saying, we feel our taxes are too high. You appeal to them to say, we want to have our taxes lowered. If your property assessed, and then if you're assessed at what it is today, it's what's called a standing appeal, where the homeowner will simply request the taxing entity to say, well, we want to have this lowered, and then we'll talk about the ways they go about doing that. Sometimes the assessment bureau will change the assessment on their own for some reason, whether because of sometimes a sale occurs and they realize. And you see this happening more frequently, especially in Lackawanna County, where when a property is sold for a value, it's now reviewed and scrutinized by the assessment bureau saying this property has not been properly assessed or has been much lower than we feel it should be. And they actually will give it a new assessment. When that happens, the assessment bureau is obligated to send notice to the taxpayer that we have changed your assessment. You have an automatic right to appeal, and they're very good about putting those in notices, and in fact give them a deadline when they have to file the appeal by. So whether you're filing your own standing assessment or you get your assessment changed or challenged by the assessment bureau, the procedure becomes sort of the same from that point on. The burden is on a property owner to tell the assessing bodies that the taxes are too high. Once the assessment is set, there's what's called prima facie evidence that the assessment is the correct assessment. Prima facie meaning that it's presumed to be correct at first glance. And then it's up to the taxpayer to sustain the burden to show that the taxes are too high. The biggest tool that a taxpayer has is usually to show that their tax assessment is not uniform. Or in other words, not fairly set when compared in comparison to other like and similar properties throughout the area. And that is where the taxpayer must then come in and show their evidence at a scheduled time and date for the hearing. And usually, and simplistically, the taxpayer will go and collect data on all of the surrounding properties in the neighborhood, properties that are made up of the same size and composition as their own property. And they will show this property down the street is assessed at this, and I'm assessed at this, and it's not fair, it's not equal, because the law requires that when taxing properties that it has to be fair and uniform. And when one is so out of line with the other, that could trigger a lower assessment.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is attorney Richard Finucci, who practices law out of Peckville. And we're discussing appealing taxes, the process. Is there a certain time frame during the year that one has a certain window of opportunity to appeal taxes, or is it 12 months a year?
No, you can't do it 12 months a year. Most counties have time limitations. In Lackawanna County, for example, I believe that there's a window for people to file what's called standing appeals, and that means they just decide that they want to challenge their taxes. And usually that window is from April 1 to September 1 of each year, and then the windows close, and then if you didn't get your appeal in by that time, you have to wait till the following year.
You have to wait. Now, is this something that a homeowner can do themselves, or should they have legal representation such as someone like yourself?
Well, either way, very often you will see property owners who will, on their own, undertake the task of doing the research and filing the forms, which are fairly simple to do, by the way. There's nothing complicated about the appeal forms. And often they will go in and present their evidence to the Board of Assessment Appeals, which is a body who's appointed by the county, and anywhere from, you know, 3 to maybe 5 or more people who will sit and hear the evidence. Most people will engage the services of a real estate attorney to assist them in that, because sometimes it's just a little bit too complicated for the average person to go in and understand the comparisons, et cetera.
So you've appealed taxes, correct?
Yes,
for homeowners?
Many.
You know the process.
I do.
You know what to expect. You know how to do it. I if I was to appeal my taxes, I would have you do it. I mean, I do real estate, but I don't know anything about the appeal process.
And not to serve as a plug to my fellow real estate attorneys, but it's my opinion that more often an experienced real estate attorney will achieve far better results than a person doing it on their own.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But a lot of times people just pay that tax bill that comes in because I see it when I list the home, and it's a problem. Those high taxes become a problem and one of the reasons why we perhaps cannot move the property.
You would think this wouldn't be the case, but most people actually don't pay real close attention to what their assessed valuation is. They look at the dollar amount and sometimes mistakenly just continue to blame the taxing entities. Well, you're continuing to raise my taxes, you're raising my taxes, but they never realize that maybe their assessment, which is the other component of what makes up your dollar amount, may have been overly high for many, many years. And it's something that's really not looked at too closely by most people.
I agree. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. I have a few more questions. We're headed towards the break. Pat, would you like to review anything?
Yes, I have a listing. We have a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home located at 25 Pine Street in Nicholson for only $80,000. This home has hardwood floors, great room sizes, and the master bedroom has just been remodeled. It's on a large level lot with a huge 3-car garage plus a work area. It's on a quiet street and it has a lot of charm. So if you're looking for an affordable 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in Nicholson, check out 25 Pine Street. It's only $80,000 and it's listed by Julie Roback of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we go to break, I always like to review the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics. And for the last 30-day period, we've had 199 sales comprising of 167 single-family residential homes that sold, 13 multifamily dwellings, 16 land sales, and 3 commercial. And out of those, I like to report who's financing and who's paying cash and what kind of financing takes place. Out of those 167 residential single-family homes, 73 had a conventional loan, 50 people paid cash, 31 FHA, and 6 VA. Out of the multifamilies, 7 were financed with a conventional loan, 1 was cash, 1 was FHA. And out of the land sales, 6 were conventional loans, 9 were cash. So conventional loans are, out of those 199 sales, 43% were conventional loans, 31% were cash sales. So there's a lot of cash sales still out there. And we reported that throughout the year. There's a tremendous supply of people paying, not going to a bank, lender for a conventional FHA or VA loan. A lot of people are choosing to pay cash for a property. It's that time. Stay with us. We'll be back after a very brief break with more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market.
agent. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
You look beautiful this morning.
Why, thank you, sir. You look pretty handsome yourself.
Thank you.
All right. What were you just saying on break? How you just really love to be married?
Oh, I love to be married. And I love to be married to Jackie because Jackie has earned a prestigious certified real estate brokerage manager designation. That's a CRB. CRB is presented by the Council of Real Estate Brokerage Managers. I had to write this down because this is all very long. The CRB designation is recognized as the measure of success for real estate brokers. Jackie's CRB designation exemplifies the highest level of professional achievement and recognition in real estate brokerage management. Jackie has worked very hard and she has met specific requirements and completed comprehensive and advanced training. I've watched her. She worked really hard for this. And only 3% of realtors have achieved this prestigious CRB designation. So I would like to congratulate my lovely wife, Jackie, on her CRB designation. You've worked very hard and you've earned it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. More initials after my name. That's what that boils down to.
Yeah, too bad it doesn't say doctor, so you can make the real money.
All right. We have a very special guest with us today, attorney Richard Finucci, who practices real estate law out of Peckville. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Before the break, we had a lengthy discussion about how one would go about appealing taxes and the procedure, the process, and there's some things that we didn't cover. I'd like to know what triggers a reassessment, please.
Well, Jackie, it could be one of several things or more. One would be often if a property is sold and when the deed is recorded at the courthouse, that deed is then sent to the assessment office and it's reviewed and the change of ownership is noted. And what's happening more now in recent years is that they are actually conducting a review of the assessment to see whether or not that assessment is in line with other properties. Another way is if there's something that happens to the property, if a property is improved. For example, if a person decides that they want to add an addition or add a garage or do something else to the property, that will most definitely trigger a review or a reassessment of the improvement. And that's another thing. There are two components to your assessment. There is a component that's given to the land, and then there's a component given to the improvement, namely the building that's on the property. And certainly the higher assessment is always given to the building or the structure. The Assessment Bureau is very good at looking at the through the building permits that are issued through each municipality on a regular basis and tracking and monitoring when a property is rebuilt or extended. And the same would be true if a building was torn down. They would also review it to, arguably lessen the tax because a building is no longer existing.
So if I knock down a garage, would they reassess me? Would they come out and look at it?
Well, in the case of demolition, it's not always as automatic as it is when there's new construction.
Oh, Pat, I see. It's a one-way street.
It would be incumbent on the property owner to make sure that they notify them that the property is no longer in the same condition, that the building has been removed. That's the best way in the case of demolition.
Okay. So let me see if I have this all straight. There are millages, which would change usually when that's when taxes go up when the borough or the school or the county wants to change, increase taxes. The millage rate changes, correct?
Yes.
Assessed value is more constant unless something triggers the assessed value, which could be a sale.
Sale.
Enhancing the property by either creating an addition, remodeling, or adding a garage or an outbuilding, or how about a pool?
It's possible, although in my experience, I haven't seen where something is a pool or the addition of a shed or utility shed. Usually those things are not significant enough to trigger a reassessment.
Okay.
I think you're looking at where the square footage or a new whole new building has been added, the substantial things like that.
Okay. So then what happens, you know, we've all experienced the downturn in real estate, and we also know that property values have decreased in certain areas. Will that change things?
Not necessarily, Jackie. Understand that the law prescribes that assessed valuation is to be interpreted as actual value or fair market value. But often, the assessments that are attributed to properties, particularly in Lackawanna County, don't really reflect the true fair market value of a property. The current state in Lackawanna County is there has not been a countywide reassessment done since the 70s. And there is a very good argument that most of the properties currently, especially long-standing residential properties in, you know, older neighborhoods, have not been touched. And there's a good argument that those properties are likely substantially underassessed. And when you have a situation that happens, such as a downturn in the market or a foreclosure, where a property sells for substantially less than it may have sold for a few years prior, that in and of itself is not necessarily going to affect the taxing value. Because, and what I want to point out is, homeowners should be very careful in running into the assessment bureau and saying, hey, our taxes are too high, because you very well could come out with your taxes actually being increased.
And you've seen that happen.
It has happened. It's actually happening more recently than it has over the years. At one time, that's something that really we wouldn't see happening, but it is starting to begin to happen. And a homeowner really needs to do their homework to make sure that they really, really have good evidence, because it is their burden, good evidence to show that their taxes are overly assessed or overly high.
Okay, so you bring up an excellent point there. It's on the homeowner. It's the burden of proof is on the homeowner. So the assessor's office wouldn't appraise the property or have an individual from the assessor's office actually go in and do an inspection of the property, correct?
That's correct. In connection with the appeal, they do not. No.
Right. And no, that's what I mean. In connection with the appeal, they do not. However, what if the homeowner, do they go as far as having an appraiser come in and do an appraisal, or do you just check to see what your neighboring properties pay in taxes?
Very often an appraisal is very helpful to have in your hand when going in and challenging your taxes. But honestly, the best argument that a homeowner can have is just showing that your property is out of conformity with those surrounding you of comparable qualities.
Okay, good. And is it a costly process to do an appeal?
It is not.
No.
No, it's really not.
So the few dollars you spend and some little homework you do is sometimes well worth it.
Often will be made up in just a few months of the property taxes that you would save.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And too often we're finding out after the fact, after the property's listed, that the taxes are too high. And not that the seller can't, as long as they fall into that window, not that they can't appeal the taxes at that point, but it's just a little harder to do when it's on the market. And that time frame, again, is what's the standing appeal process?
Well, it vary every year. It goes usually from April to September.
Right.
And those, what you're referring to is standing appeals, meaning the homeowner says, I just all of a sudden decide my assessment is too high, and I want to file an appeal. Those standing appeals are generally a little harder to do than where the assessment bureau will just on their own change the taxes. There's a little more involved from the appeal standpoint.
Okay.
The assessment bureau will, you know, hold the homeowner's feet to the fire a little more stricter than as if the assessment bureau came in and just changed the assessment on their own because of some change.
Right, right. Okay. Got it. Well, we really exhausted that topic. Anything you need to add or we missed on that?
If the homeowner is not satisfied with the result at the assessment appeals board, they always have a right within 30 days from the date of the decision to take the appeal higher, and that would be to the Court of Common Pleas, and that does get a little more involved and costly, but you do have a right to appeal to the court to show that, you know, an error was made.
Do you see that happening?
Not very often.
Okay.
Now, but you see it more with commercial properties because you're dealing with significantly higher amounts of money in assessed valuation, but not very often in residential properties.
So you practice real estate law and your office is on Main Street in Peckville. You've been practicing law for 23 years. Your specialty, your real love, your real passion is real estate law, and you like to represent buyers and sellers in the real estate transaction. How do we get in touch with you, please?
Well, my office is located in Main Street in Peckville. It's 1418 Main Street. Our number is 570-383-0652. And we can always be reached by email, which is lawoffice@attyfinucci.com.
And you have a partner.
I have a partner. My brother, Corey Colcharno, is with me. We're in the process of changing our firm to Finucci and Colcharno. And I might add that we would be nowhere without the great staff that we have. I have a staff of three people and one paralegal who handles all of the real estate almost exclusively, and she's been with me for about 18 years.
Nadine.
And she's my right arm.
Yes.
And my left.
And she's so pleasant.
But my staff is great.
Yes, they are. They're great. They're wonderful people. I have to second that, Attorney Finucci. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home located at 120 South Merrifield Avenue in Scranton for only $89,000. This home is in great condition. It has a newer roof, new windows, new tile in the foyer, new carpet in the living and dining rooms, a brand-new kitchen, a renovated pantry with an extra sink and open shelves. The two bathrooms are new. It has a stacked front loader washer and dryer on the first floor, which are included with the sale. It also has a new custom master closet with a built-in vanity, new interior doors, new landscaping, new light fixtures. So check out 120 South Merrifield Avenue in Scranton. Three bedrooms, one and a half baths for only $89,900. And that is listed by Marissa Bevilacqua of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we close, my tip today, whether selling or buying, when choosing a realtor, there's four things that I think you should look for in a realtor. One is someone you can trust. It's nice when you know somebody, but can you trust them? Trust is essential in a good relationship with a realtor. Number two, someone that has technological skills, who knows how to communicate electronically. Also, choose someone who is savvy and knows the market. Not only what's available for sale, but what has sold and for what price. And number four, choose experience. Someone who's tested, someone who knows how to negotiate, and also check out their referrals. They should have a list of referrals or check them online. And LinkedIn is one area where you can look, or websites, their own website or another website. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with us today was Attorney Richard Finucci, and I'd love to ask you back next week because there's a lot more I would like to discuss.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for having me here today. It's been a great pleasure and a great experience, and I would be more than happy to come back anytime.
Great. We're thrilled to have you. And my husband, Pat Devaney. Thanks for being here today, Pat.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
During the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't forget to vote.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.